to it, and then we can all move forward.
Last time you were on with us, Coach, was right after we had heard the announcement of Minnesota State making an official application to the NCHC, and we've heard just last week that has been denied at this point by the league, along with Arizona State. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm happy Minnesota State's still part of the WCHA. You know, they're a good member. They're a, you know, I think a good partner for our league. You know, and I get why they applied. I mean, just we talked about just, you know, geography is huge. I mean, as far as their travel, I mean, their footprint seems to be right in the NCHC as far as, you know, where they are, where they're located. So I get why they applied. And obviously Arizona State, they're looking for a league. So, you know, they reached out and applied to the NCHA. But I think it's a, you know, just this is just my own personal opinion, not talking to anybody, just looking at it, college hockey as a whole. I think it's a shrewd and wise move by the NCHC at this point not to do anything. Just with some uncertainty in college hockey, I think it's good they just took a step back and just said, you know, hold on. It's only been 3 years since the first shuffling of the deck. Let's see what happens here over the next couple of years, and then we'll move forward. You know, if someone asked me, I mean, one of the easiest things to do would put Miami and Western Michigan, you know, with Bowling Green and Ferris and, you know, our league and Minnesota State and Bowling Green just shift over to the other league. I mean, when you look at attendance, any way you measure it, you know, Minnesota State and Bemidji, you know, they outdrew, you know, Miami and Western. So as far as attendance goes, there's not I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot, just from the footprint, geography, to help those teams with travel. I mean, it just makes too much sense. But nobody asks us, you know, I think, you know, a number of people have commented on that. It just makes a whole lot of sense, you know, why Western is not with Bowling Green, why Miami's not with Bowling Green, why Minnesota State's not with St. Cloud and Duluth and Bemidji is not. It just doesn't make sense. And you know, Michigan Tech, we could go either way. You know, I think
we truly are in the middle of
it. We are. We could go either way, and I think we'd be a great member for whatever league we go in, and that's the important thing. And I think college hockey's got to, you know, take a look back. I know this happened 3 years ago. Everything sort of went quickly and fast, but I think if people take a step back now, it's just too logical. It just makes too much sense. And I know people talk about the exit fees and all this. I think, you know, the leagues could waive them, or, you know, and the schools could, and just say it just makes too much sense. But whether Miami and Western want to do that, and whether Bemidji and Minnesota State would, who knows. But anyway, I just think it makes too much sense, you know, for a lot of reasons.
Has any of this talk seeped into the recruiting yet for you guys, as far as recruits starting to think about, you know, what's going on?
Well, I'm sure it has. Yeah, I'm sure it has. We don't hear it directly, but I shouldn't say we don't hear it directly. The odd time someone will say, well, you know, what's going on with the leagues? You know, where's Michigan Tech going to fall? Or, you know, what are you guys doing? You know, I'm sure it comes up. We hear about it from the junior coaches more so, you know, what's going on, or the advisors of the players more, like what's going on. Sometimes the young man, his parents, they don't want to ask that direct question. So we hear it. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody has this uncertainty, you know, what's going on, you know, with different schools and the different leagues. And I think that's where you need leadership to step up and make some decisions and make some decisions that are good for not only your school, but good for college hockey in general.
But it does seem, you know, reading some of the quotes from the new guys coming in for the Huskies, that, you know, they're concerned about this program and what it's doing and what it has done the last 5 years, and that's why they came here.
Well, and that's why we have to sell it. We have to sell what we have. We you know, Michigan Tech has always supported college hockey Division I. We've had Division I hockey now going into our 96th year. We've won 3 national championships. We've won numerous WCHA championships. You know, we compete at the highest level. I mean, and that's the other thing, Dirk. I think when the leagues first split, you know, 3 years ago, some programs might have been down a little bit and others maybe were up a little bit. But that's what happens over time. You know, programs shift. I remember Bowling Green at one point seemed like they were, you know, maybe they wouldn't have a program. Right. They were going to get cut. Now they're one of the up-and-coming programs. And 3 years ago when all the shifting was going on, we don't want them, you know, or whatever. We don't want Minnesota State. They're down too. Or, you know, maybe Tech. Well, look now. I mean, things change. Things happen. So, but, yeah, it's, you know, we're going to hear about it in recruiting until I think things get, you know, settled and solved. You know, you're always going to have that. But we want people who want to be a Tech, for the right reasons, for the academics, obviously, for the hockey program and having a chance to develop. Like I said, we put as many guys probably as the majority of programs at NHL development camps. So you're going to have a great opportunity to play beyond college hockey here. You're going to have an opportunity to get a great degree. You're going to have an opportunity to play in a great hockey community and a great environment here at the MAC. So we sell what we have, and young men see that, you know, and they're not as concerned about what league you're playing as long as you're going to have an opportunity to play on a good team, get a great education, and be in a community that cares about hockey.
Shifting gears just for a moment, Coach, you mentioned the development camps again and how the team has made a great first impression on the coaching staff. How much does that tie into each other, do you think, as far as the confidence, the way these guys are coming in here?
Well, big time. You could see in Jake Lucchini, you know, he went to Edmonton Oilers development camp this summer. You know, I had a couple opportunities to go to camps. He went there, and I think it's really good. Like I mentioned, when Tanner Carroll went after his junior year, I think what really helped him understand what it takes to be a pro. You can tell him all you want, but until you get in that environment around those people, you get a little bit more of a feel for it. I think it was great for Jake. You can just see his confidence, and that step you take from your freshman to your sophomore year can be huge. And I just think he's ready to have a breakout season and play a big role on our team. But usually we see with all those players, like Cliff Watson, I think he's been to camps 4 years in a row now. So, you know, it's not maybe makes an impression on him, but still he's trying to make a good impression when he goes to that camp because now he's in a senior year, and San Jose is going to have to make a decision after the year whether they sign him or not, or you know, or becomes a free agent. So I think it was important for Cliff, but he's ready to have a good year. And I notice all those guys. Matt Roy's really taken a step this summer too. I mean, he's ready to have a huge year. So we have a number of those guys, but I think it's so important that they go there, and you know, it's good, great experience for them. They get they hear it from somebody else, and I think we're preaching the same message. But you know, sometimes you know, it's like when a parent tells your kid something, and then you hear from somebody else, Dirk, and it seems to resonate a little bit more. But I'm not saying that happens here, but it's good to hear it from somebody else also.
We're going to ask Coach his thoughts on the 3-on-3 shootout that has been
3-on-3. Yeah, I wish I had that my day, Dirk. I probably wouldn't have seen the ice too much, but
that plus Scott White and your questions coming up real soon. It's a Michigan Tech Hockey Update right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
The Hancock Bike Shop is truly your fall recreation fun center in the Copper Country. See the Yamaha Kodiak ATV and Grizzly 700cc's along with the two-seater Wolverine, all in stock and ready to roll. No money down, plus on-the-spot financing with payments as low as $109 per month for qualified buyers. Stop in today at your full-line Yamaha Motorsports dealer for complete details. The Hancock Bike Shop in downtown Hancock, your fall fun center.
We'll see areas of fog this morning giving way to mostly cloudy skies and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon. High around 70 degrees and east winds blowing at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies with a chance of a few showers, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow sees cloudy skies with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high around 70 degrees, west winds blowing at 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 56, and partly cloudy for Friday with a high around 75. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Stock up. BOGO just got better at Louise Fresh Market in Lake Linden. Buy one, get one, or two free. Buy 1 3-pound or more package of ground beef hamburger at $2.99 a pound and get a one-pound package free. Rich's Frosted Cookies, buy one at $3.99, get two free. Walton Pork Sausage, buy one at $2.99, get two free. Fresh UP Cucumbers, buy one at 69 cents, get one free. Over 20 BOGO deals and a store full of great sale prices. Now at Louise Fresh Market in Lake Linden. It's back, the second annual Keweenaw Color Run fundraiser, Sunday, September 18th at Michigan Tech. Sponsored by Keweenaw Pride, Center for Diversity and Inclusion at Michigan Tech, other student organizations, and local businesses. Register online at keweenawcolor.run. It's open to everyone, and all proceeds will be donated to the Barber Kettle Gun Lock Shelter Home. 5K participants will get a t-shirt and as much color powder as you want, plus food and entertainment after the run. The second annual Keweenaw Color Run, Sunday, September 18th.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Timmy and the $1 deal on French toast sticks.
I see that Burger King is doing 5 French toast sticks for a dollar. I don't know how Burger King can do 5 French toast sticks for a dollar. I don't even care. I just want 5 French toast sticks for a dollar. And syrup.
You got it, Timmy. Five-piece French toast sticks for a dollar. Sweet, hot, and golden brown. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast.